During the election, the cheers of Alaskan Obama voters were drowned out by the commotion and support for Governor Sarah Palin, who was the vice presidential nominee on the presidential ticket. But there were thousands who actually supported the president-elect in the predominantly Republican state, and some of them made the long trip to Washington to celebrate the inauguration. Longtime Obama fan Corinne Fisher is one Alaskan who's here in town, or I should say is in Washington, D.C. She joins us now along with Libby Casey, a reporter from Alaska Public Radio. Good morning and welcome to both of you.
Good morning. Good Thanks morning. For having us.
Corinne, so was it lonely being an Obama supporter all the way out there or up there in Alaska?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, Libby and I were talking this morning about the whole election process. And for me, it goes back almost a year to the Super Tuesday primaries or the caucus in Alaska. And it was 45 below there, and they actually had to split the caucusing out into two locations and ended up exceeding capacity at both of them. So that was just the thing that kicked off all of this excitement. And there's, you know, certainly Sarah Palin on the ticket was a factor, and it generated a lot of chatter in state. But I got a lot of calls and friends of mine that are definitely on the other side of the aisle who are really excited for me to be here today.
And when Corinne says 45 below, she means 45 degrees below zero. People brave that kind of a cold to caucus that day.
I think I skipped over that because I just can't even begin to imagine what that's like. But Libby,
really,
I think it's easy.
It's really not much worse than New York in the teens.
I'm sure. Libby, it's easy to have missed that, though, this sense that there was some support for Obama in Alaska because, well, first of all, the state went for the Republican mm-hmm. ticket. And second of all, the Republican supporters were far more visible. I mean, have you come across lots of folks like Corinne?
Absolutely. Alaska is predominantly a Republican state, and having your governor on the ticket is a big deal. I mean, we're not usually in the spotlight like that as Alaskans, but there is this hardcore group of people who were supportive of Barack Obama, and the delegation, Alaska's senators and congressmen, have been flooded with requests for tickets. They got thousands more requests than they could possibly meet. Corinne booked her flight to come from Alaska just hoping that Obama would win back in March.
I know, and I want to talk to her.
Find out until like a month ago that you actually right. got tickets to come, right?
I mean, Corinne, this is like a leap of faith. It's almost as if you had a crystal ball and knew something that a whole lot of other folks didn't because you made plans back in March?
I did. And D.C. is my hometown, so not only the excitement for Obama, but I really wanted to be here to see the atmosphere in the city and the hometown celebration. But I was booking a mileage ticket, and I figure if things don't go the way I want them to, all I have to do is cancel it, and I'm out $100. If things go the way I want them to, wow.
You but know, still, talk about
so pretty.
Yeah, talk about thinking ahead. And can you really put, what is it about Barack Obama? What is it about this election that had you thinking so hopefully all that time ago?
I think it was his persona and his character and just a sense of intelligence, and that here is somebody who is really going to look at the way things are working in the world and work at them in a collaborative way. And it's definitely panned out in seeing the cabinet selections and the way he's been in the last couple of months that the sense of partisanship seems to be dissipating a bit. And it's so strange compared to what D.C. has been and what the perception of D.C. has been, and so exciting, too. And just the thought that if you're an American abroad, and I have a number of friends from high school and college who are living abroad, that it's suddenly cool to be an American again. And who would have thought?
If there's one thing that you'd like to see Barack Obama do, let's say, the first 100 days, what would it be?
Oh, boy. Put me on the spot.
Well,
I don't know if I could even think of one thing for the first 100 days.
There's something for you to think about there. But quickly, lastly, to you, Libby, it's interesting because our own Femioke is actually in Washington. And who has she run into but some people who've traveled from Anchorage, Alaska?
Yeah, there are a ton of people here. Karim was on the plane coming down here and said it was full of people coming to inauguration. We're going to go to an event later on today. The delegation and the Alaska State Society is hosting a gathering, and they're expecting hundreds of people to turn out. There are a couple of groups that are going to be marching in the parade, Alaska Native dancers. So if you're going to be on the parade route, keep a lookout for them. But, you know, I've talked to a fair number of Alaska Natives who are very passionate about Barack Obama because they see a civil rights leader. They see this as a momentous day. And on Martin Luther King Day, very exciting for some of them to come down and celebrate someone who's not white being the president of America. That's a very exciting time.
And these Alaskans are easy to pick out, Libby, because they're the ones in the short sleeve shirts there in the heat wave of Washington.
No, we're the ones with the sensible parka and the warm mukluks and the neck gaiters and the hats because it's cold here.
No concern about fashion. Warmth is the key.
Well, thank you both very much. Corinne Fisher, we wish you a wonderful time there in D.C., an Alaskan Obama supporter who is attending the inauguration. And Libby Casey, as always, thanks for your insights.
Thank you so much.
Libby Casey is a reporter for Alaska Public Radio.